Okay, so we're recording now. Let's start with introducing characters. I'm going to go from the top, so Alex, first off.
All right, for Mutant Year Zero, Gene Lab Alpha, our first session game. My character is Crosby 80. Damn it, can't press push to talk and scroll at the same time. My character is Crosby 87, from the Badger Clan, a Wolverine. He's a Wolverine warrior with messy fur. He's got a scarred face, pretty fucked up face, fairly muscular build. He's got no shirts, cargo pants, fingerless gloves, toeless boots. And he's a very scary Wolverine
Okay, so a nice person.
with the animal powers of hunting instinct to be able to find prey and predators, which can do massive damage with claws.
Yes, they can. Ed, who are you playing?
Okay, let's see. I'm playing Tolkien 12, of the moose species. He's an Alaska moose. He is his fur's mangy. He has mangy gray pelt, and has like a Lichtenberg burn scar on his right shoulder. His face, he has milky white, unseeing eyes, a large snout, and visible cysts have formed around his neck. He has a large body with a bent that's like a bent back, so he's like hunched over. He has a massive pair of flat antlers protruding from his head. And for clothing, he wears a homemade linen robe, and over that, he has his large forest green raincoat with frayed edges. And he just kind of wanders around, and he is a seer.
Okay, sounds good. And
An
Christian.
old creepy seer.
Christian, up to you.
All right, I'm playing Faraday 85 of the Ape Clan, and his species is orangutan. He is an elder healer. And he ranks 7 in his clan society. He's got the orangutan stereotypical, red orange fur, and he is very large and portly in both senses of the word portly, being kind of chubby and
From the
dignified.
board.
Yeah. And his clothing are that he has a lab coat and a nice pair of slack pants. And his face is very aged and softened. He's kind of like a grandfather-looking kind of character.
Okay, sounds good.
Man, you had to bring rank into it.
Okay, so first off, I'm going to leave one decision up to you guys.
No.
Is there any of you who feel that their character would be very sympathetic to the resistance just from who they are?
Yeah, I think Crosby is pretty by sympathetic. He hates Watchers. He
He
really
wants
dislike.
to fight them.
He wants to fight pretty much everything, but robots are. He wants to rip them to pieces.
Okay.
And suck their bone marrow. Wait.
Okay, so
I also would like to be very sympathetic to the rebellious cause, as I want my wife to have been murdered by said robots.
that was me. I said the robots did it, but it was me. No, it's a joke. We fucking terrible.
Actually, if we push that back, that would work very well for me. So she's not dead
I got a feeling
yet.
she's going to be though.
All
Yeah.
right.
Yep.
A little bird tells me that she's gonna die very shortly.
Okay, what's her name?
Well, I hadn't named her because I had, planned her already being dead, so give me a sec and I'll name her for you.
What, they
No
don't have a
problem.
name now?
Yeah, I gotta go find a scientist.
Let's go with Darwin.
All right, if the yeah, I'll expedite the problem. She can be Darwin some numbers. What numbers do we like for that?
17.
Darwin 17 it is. See how easy it's to get married?
Yeah, it's great. It was such a beautiful ceremony too. The chief was there and everything. Ah, so nice.
It's gonna be ironic if she dies from her own hand.
Okay, so we start off with Faraday, actually. In a way, Faraday and Tolkien are both at the Ape Island. You're not there, Crosby.
Not there to laugh at him.
No. Okay. So you guys are at the Ape Island. Right now, there is this, it's early spring, and there is this, it's one of the holidays, kind of, not proper holiday, but one of the festivities of the year going on right now. It's a festivity called the Wild Dance. It's one of those festivities that are kind of universally celebrated all over the Paradise Valley. Pretty much all habitats celebrate it. And during this holiday, or festivity, holiday is not the right word for it, it's you celebrate your ancestral animal type in the way that one thing, like, it's forbidden to talk, and using tools is also forbidden. I mean, forbidden in, like, people will think you're ruining the holiday.
Yeah, you're some kind of Scrooge or, you know, McCrudgeon.
Yeah.
I mean, would I even be here during this holiday? Wouldn't I just be in the woods somewhere alone by myself or with my other kind?
Why would you go to a... would you be visiting your friends just happen to be during this time, or...
Oh, okay.
I mean,
you don't have to
I'm
celebrate it
you,
per se, but...
You, though, like, it's not uncommon that you have various animals during various visiting others, especially ones that they have ties with, like, friends or things. I mean, so it's not uncommon, but it's not common either. so you would be, like, especially everyone can see that you're not an ape. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, that's obvious.
But as long as you don't, if you as long as you behave, then there's probably no one has any problems with you. Like, if you start getting on their nerves, like ruining their festivities, like going around talking and using very weird tools and machines and things,
you're gonna die.
Then yeah, they would have a trouble with you. But that's kind of like, if you're celebrating, for example, Christmas, and like you invite someone you don't know that well, or someone shows up and they start acting, right, kicking over the Christmas tree and pissing over Christmas dinner, then yeah, people would get annoyed.
Oh, okay.
But as long as they're acting like a reasonable guest, then no one has a problem. Anyway, during this holidays, or why do I keep saying holiday? This festivity, there's like a giant bonfire in the middle of the habitat. A lot of the animals are dancing around and making animal sounds because they're not talking. And there's been a number of hours of just festivities. So there's bound to be a number of them drunk, and like everyone's having a good old time. So how are you doing during these festivities, guys?
Am I in my own habitat right now?
You are in your own habitat.
I'm probably just fighting with other people.
Like wrestling? Wrestling?
Yeah, just bar fight, which we usually do with the badgers. Like round out a posse, then they round up a posse. Just be the shit, except we don't talk during that one. Less trash talking, more grunting.
More snapping, and you know.
yeah. So, Ed and Christian, what are you guys up to?
I mean, probably trying to have, like, some kind of vision of what the new year, or it's spring, what, like, spring will bring us.
Faraday.
Eerily staring at the others.
Faraday would be with his family, since we established that he still has his whole family. Still has his wife and his daughter right now.
Mm-hmm. Would maybe Tolkien be among you, since you're a friend? Maybe you have invited your friend? Or?
Yeah, but I mean, if you went off to go do weird seer things, because I'm not a fan of weird seer things. I'm a fan of
what's your connections?
Let me find my Keltoshi.
Let's see. Connections... strong enough to carry you and exhausted as he needs his rest. So, yeah, no, he just kind of harasses Faraday. So, he's probably there in the background.
Maybe you're staying with him when it's sleep time, but other the rest of the time you're just doing your own thing, so you're not with him all the time, or?
Yeah, no, I imagine there's just a lot of uncomfortable monkeys on Monkey Island right now.
Yeah, people are looking at you weirdly. Though the good thing is you're not allowed to talk, so you can't give them your visions quite as much as you have done when you were allowed to talk.
Yeah, but when the apparently blind moose man walks up to you and just stares at you for a while,
then suddenly dancing sounds like a very good idea. Okay, so it's been a number of hours of this festivity. People are starting to get tired. It's been a good, exhausting day. Then suddenly, somewhere on the island, you don't know who, it's just someone shouting out of nowhere. They're coming! The machines are coming! And, well, it's pretty obvious that someone screams that because no one else is talking.
Like, what direction is that coming from? Like, a ways away from us or fairly close?
Well, you are on an island, so it's not that far away. You just don't know exactly who's shouting, or like you can hear a rough direction, but you don't see anything.
That's a faux pas.
Gonna what would walk it be to figure that out? Like comprehend, or is that or would that be something else?
To understand what?
To understand like where that's coming from, like what side of the island or direction the machines are apparently approaching from.
You can hear it from. It's from the westish direction, but I mean it's in the middle of the night right now, so you can't use your visual it, and it's a sound that you weren't expecting. You weren't listening for it when it came, so you know it's from roughly that area, but you didn't have time to focus or really try. Does anyone do anything?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell my family to go back to our, you know, den, our humble abode. Where it should hopefully be safer.
Tolkien's gonna go towards his rickety cart that he keeps his tent in.
Pretty much, this is like only 5-10 seconds after the shout, and you just reacted. You hear this angry buzzing sound approaching. It's approaching fast.
Yep, better crawl underneath my cart.
And just a few seconds later, the buzzing sound is pretty loud, and these three metallical things come flying in. They fly in over the habitat. I can't scroll down and talk at the same time. Okay.
This is probably.
I'm using shift, but yeah.
It's not popular. Yeah, that's right. It stops your scrolling.
Okay, so this angry buzzing, kind of like a very large mechanical wasp. That's what I mean. You have seen them before. They are kind of an ever present thing, but most of the time they're kind of hovering around pretty far up, or they just buzz by every now and then. But these three. Flying things come in, and they fly in over the outpost, and a mechanical voice rings out from one of them, and it says, "Darwin 17, you need to report to you need to follow us." And
oh man, does she go?
The people that are present kind of start withdrawing from your wife, so like everyone around the area where she is are kind of moving back.
So I know full well that this is normally not a good thing, right? Like this would be a bad thing.
When people get taken by the Watchers, most of the time they're not seen again, and often when they are seen again, the few that are, they're not the same as they were before either. Most of the time, if they come back, they're kind of broken. They aren't themselves. They're just broken people.
Right. Okay, so I will take off my lab coat and, you know, cover her with that, and push her somewhere to hide her. Would that be a sneak roll or something?
The problem is they
they're already looking at her, no?
Yeah, they are looking at her, and they have started circling.
Damn it. All right.
There's three drones?
Yeah, there are three drones. Your wife kind of at first kind of looks panicked, and just for one hint of a moment, you see something change in her eye. Your eyes meet each other, and there's something that something that clicks into place, and she just shoves you away.
Mm-hmm.
And she grabs a rock on the ground, and just as she's throwing it at the nearest drone, the one that was just that was talking, she shouts, "You'll never take me alive!" Okay, so what's your instinct reaction at this moment? You've been pushed back, and most of the time when the Watchers take someone, it's kind of with acceptance. People go, they know it's not worth fighting back, and it's people have just learned to accept that sometimes people just go missing.
Well, I was of the clear mind to hide her, and my plan was just to, you know, have her hide and whatnot, and so they'd go the fuck away, but she's apparently down to try and fight it off, so...
Well, she can't sneak. They already caught her as you
exactly.
Sent her away to go hide.
Mm-hmm.
Just her.
So, the problem becomes that my character was not a fighting character, so I'm rather divided here if I would attempt to fight off said robots.
You could probably die too.
Yeah.
If you want, I'll assist.
I feel like what it is that my wife is telling me not to in her pushing me away. Like, that's what I'm getting out of this, so I feel like I'm supposed to not help. But my wife is clearly saying, fuck this is some nonsense, so... apparently...
Don't you have a daughter to
cover? Yeah, exactly. I'm just gonna shield my daughter and move her away from this situation. So my plan will be to put my daughter back safely at our home, and then I will rush back and see if I can help my wife. Which probably won't, you know, end up going well, but we'll see. I think that's my plan here. So I'm gonna scoop up my daughter and take her home.
How old is your daughter?
65.
right.
You don't have to say an exact age, but like, is she a child or a teenager?
She would be in the teen range. Like, she'd be going to like young adult to becoming a proper adult.
Okay, so yeah, she's not someone who's completely defenseless, but
mm-hmm. But still, I'm an old ass man worrying about his daughter.
Okay, just as you start turning towards your daughter, you hear this very angry kind of. It's a weird sound. It's kind of a very high-pitched whining sound, but done very, very quickly. And then there's kind of like a duller sound. But now I will roll for things just to make it fair. So many windows to keep open. Okay. Oh dear. There's a kind of a thudding sound and then sizzling, and it starts to smell like burnt fur than a heavier thud.
Oh no. Well, I had a plan in mind, so I'm gonna keep going home and, you know, come back to this nonsense probably.
What is Tolkien doing?
Now, I figure he's staring at this. Are they doing anything with the body now that they've apparently lasered her to death?
Well, they haven't actually lasered her, but you're not quite, you don't know exactly, but you were looking at it, or?
Yeah.
There was this kind of like...
They microwaved her, I'm sure.
It's more like a... Like, lightning came from this drone and hit her, and she pretty much instantly toppled over. But this lightning kept going for a while, even though she was down.
She's suffering rigor mortis already. She already, like, super hard. Did she fall slump, or is she just, like, crisp?
No, she is, like, spasming, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Because if it's electricity, all her muscles are going to be, like, activated.
Yep. So, yeah, she is down and spasming. What is Tolkien doing?
Staying away from the Watchers. He's just keeping them within eye, like, viewing distance, seeing what they're doing, but he's, like, staying far enough away that they'll probably avoid him. Like, he can avoid, like, confrontation. Mm-hmm. He's curious as to what they're going to do next.
As you're standing there, these, let's see, let me scroll down. Something that pretty much everyone has seen. These five more Watchers show up. These are not flying ones. They are... let me find the description. Yeah, these are... they're kind of like tracked ones. But their upper body looks vaguely like one of you. Like, it's got two arms, a head, but the lower body is on tracks. And five of them are kind of roaring in, driving into the...
Wait, they're on tracks?
Yep.
Do they have arms?
Yep. They're kind of like an upper body, but instead of legs, they have tracks.
Right.
So five of them roar in. The drones have... turned from going in like the circle that's pointed inwards towards Darwin and are now pointing outwards. So they're guarding the circle. And a lot of the apes around here are kind of slightly panicking when all these, no one wants to be near. The drones, they are actually taking pot shots at whoever stays the closest. They're not really aiming to try and... They're mostly like shooting at the ground to push the crowd back. And the crowd is responding by with more like panicked trying to get away. So it's kind of like a stampede of apes trying to run everywhere as far away from this area as possible. And... well, I guess you can have put your daughter in your home now, if you want.
Okay, I will do just that, and I say, stay put. And I'm going to race back out to go see what became of my wife and see if I can help her.
Tolkien, are you doing anything, or...?
He's gonna just stare at them and watch what they're doing.
Everyone...
It's too late for her, so, and he's, like... not completely intimidated, but he's not running away like everyone else.
So you're just staying there while the rest panic around you and try to get away?
I mean, I'm not a scared ape. No, he's just going to stay near his cart where he was and just keep an eye on them.
Okay, then I'm guessing that you return, and what do you do when you see... as you return, you see one of these tracked watchers is picking your wife up.
And there's still, like, the big horde of them, though, right? Like, the three flying ones and then the other four threaded ones?
The five threaded ones. So there's eight of them.
Okay.
It's too late for her Faraday.
I'm going to, you know, look to my friend and, you know, clearly see in his eyes that it's true that she's already dead. And I'll just, you know... fall to my knees and crumple there, you know, and cry about it like a fucking baby. And yeah, you know, as they take my wife away,
awkward pat on the shoulder.
Okay, so they just leave, and well, the festivities are pretty much over. There's not going to be any more festivities tonight. They kind of wrecked the party. What do you do during the night? Do you just stay there and are crushed, or how do you react?
You know, Tolkien's going to try and comfort Faraday as much as possible, since he doesn't usually like physical contact. He'll still, you know, give out hugs. Yes, that's what other species like.
Alright, so my friend hugs me. Well, I'm, you know, they're all sad and defeated. After a while of, you know, being defeatist, I'm gonna go back home and have to explain to my daughter why her mom's not there and all that stuff.
When you return, you find that, yeah, she's crying to you. She was there. She knew what happened. Or she could at least put enough of it together that she figured it out.
I mean, watchers taking people is a common thing, so yeah. You just never expect it to be your family that's affected.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, they don't take, like, someone every week, because then the population would just drastically sink, but it's common enough that you are aware of it. It's going to happen. It has happened, and it's going to keep happening. But there doesn't seem to be an obvious that they come and take someone at the same day every year or something like that. They're just no obvious rhyme or reason to when or who. Sometimes they take a young one, sometimes they take someone old. Someone who's like strong and tough, someone who's weak, there seems to be no obvious rhyme or reason to it. But they always take someone specific. And generally, people do not fight it. Sometimes someone tries to run, but you're not aware of any time that has gone, like, someone has gotten away. So, it's the next day. You have managed to get very, very little sleep, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Let's see, do you have a door?
My den's mainly a treehouse sort of thing, so I don't feel it would have a door.
Do you have any communication downwards?
Yeah, I'm sure it has like something like some kind of like little like pulley bell system or something.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm a doctor, so if I need to, you know, go down to help or something.
Mm-hmm. There is a ring on the bell.
Alright, so I will, you know, go out and go see who's ringing my bell.
Why did I scroll? Damn it. You see someone that you've seen before. It's not like it's one of your friends or anyone you have much interaction with. But there is a lizard standing at the bottom of your tree. You've seen him before. You know he is a trader that comes by every now and then. But it's not someone you have interacted with, at least not enough that... you have any good idea who they are, but...
You have a minute to talk about our Lord and Savior, Harambe.
But you know his name is Ringo, and he's like a scrap trader. He sells random junk. And he's an iguana, actually. He is not that big, kind of small, and he's wearing this... big, heavily patched and stitched, repaired and, what's the right word? Like a winter coat that he keeps, like, wrapped tight around him. And he's standing there ringing your bell.
So I will, you know, go down to meet him from my treehouse. What can I do for you?
Are you Faraday?
Why, yes.
I'm sorry to hear about your loss. I just heard it this morning when I arrived.
Yes, it's been quite the night.
The watchers taking people it's never good. Can we talk privately, please?
Yes, of course. And he'll, you know, show him to the way up to the tree, you know. Because I'm sure he's got a way that, you know, less adept climbers can, you know, easily get up there, should they need to.
It's a trampoline.
Right?
do you take him into your home? And
yeah.
Do you have... Is your home also your practice, or...?
Yeah, Yeah, it's got like a lot of my equipment and medical supplies and lab stuff, but then it has, you know, the bedding and whatnot and some food storage areas.
Okay, so he moves up really close to you. Your daughter is still in bed. She's kind of curled up in a ball. You're aware that she was probably crying for probably as long as you did, so she hasn't gotten much sleep, but she's probably still sleeping. She's not moving or doing anything, so.
Okay.
Ringo kind of like looks over, sees someone sleeping, looks over again, then he moves up and he moves in really close to you, like, then he looks around himself one more time just to make sure that no one's around him. It's time now. We need to strike back. Do you want to get strike back at them?
Very much so. I don't quite know how yet.
There are those who fight. An extra glance around himself, like if there would suddenly appear someone in your home. Kind of weird, but he seems like really nervous, and he's pretty much whispering to you in an empty room and still looking around.
Okay.
I can take you to others who are willing to fight.
Unfortunately, my good man, I'm not much of a fighter.
You don't need to be a fighter to fight. We all need to fight. I'm just a trader. I still fight. I find things out and relay messages.
Where must I go to meet these people?
I will take you if you want.
Oh, when do we leave?
When can you leave?
Give me a couple hours to put my affairs in order here. I do still have my family to look after.
Very well. I'll meet you on the shores in the forest. Do you know others who wants to strike back at the Watchers too?
Unfortunately, many of my people are quite fearful of them, but I shall see if any come across as good allies.
Very well. I'll meet you soon. And he leaves.
Okay. So I'm going to rummage around my house for a little bit and get some stuff together that I would need for my journey to wherever it is that I'm apparently going. And I'm going to get out a old journal and write in it a bunch of stuff, mainly about my medical practices and stuff like that, to leave for my daughter and, you know, explain all the stuff.
Okay.
And then my last order of business before I'm, you know, pretty much set to go meet with him is that I need to go talk to the chief and let him know that I'm planning to go out for a while and ask that, you know, he looks after my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. While you're doing that, we'll cut to someone else. We'll move to Alex. Since you said that your character would be pretty okay with the resistance and be willing to fight back, you've actually already been kind of recruited to the resistance.
Good.
And you haven't actually really met the resistance yet. You've been very recently recruited. And you have been following this lizard. He just said he would take you to where you needed to be to get into the resistance.
I'm just sharpening my machete, because if this is a trap, it's going to end badly for everyone.
And he told you that there would be like at least one stop on the way before you got there.
Okay.
So right now you're sitting near this lake near the ape.
Okay.
He left you like an hour ago, and now you can see this boat coming back. It's a boat being kind of paddled by a couple of apes, and Ringo, as you know him by, is sitting there. He's on his way back.
So are my relationship already set in stone, or how does it work?
The relationship with the PCs?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't really mattered that much yet, so if there's something you want to change right away, then...
No, because it says Healer Faraday has saved my life on multiple occasions.
Okay, well, he might have done that. Like, You might have been hurt. Let's see.
Oh, I definitely got hurt.
So why would you be out? The issue is that you have like the dog habitat between you and the apes. So either he must have come near the badgers or you must have been near the apes before.
Probably a war.
He traveled for a little bit, you know, around other habitats to pick up more medical skills from, you know, other peoples.
Okay.
So crossed paths multiple times. He's usually bleeding.
Well, I mean, it's not a gigantic, the valley is not gigantic, so the chance of you running into someone multiple times is not that far-fetched. I mean, really, how many people are living here? Is there, I don't think there's even 1,000 people in total in all the habitats together. So it's not gigantic. But like I said, you're probably sitting on the shore or just in the forest line that's nearby. What do you do? Are you sitting openly or are you in the forest?
Probably on a tree stump.
Okay. Are you obviously visible from the lake or?
Yeah, I don't have any reason to hide right now.
Okay.
I'm just traveling.
Okay, so...
Kind of always looking for a fight, too.
Okay, so this boat approaches, and Ringo gets out. He almost trips into falls into water, but he actually makes it. It's not very graceful, though. And he wanders up to you in his oversized... winter coat. You can see he's kind of like shuddering slightly, like he's cold.
I bet.
He walks up to you and our companion will be here in a few hours. His tongue actually goes out when he pronounces SS.
Why a few hours?
They need to take care of some things before they could go.
Well, I guess I'll be back in a few hours then.
Okay, do you leave? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to leave.
Where are you going?
In the forest.
What are you going to be doing in the forest?
I don't know, find something to kill and eat.
You're just going to stumble around until you find something to beat up?
Yeah, to a creature or something that's less sentient.
Okay, so... I see that you don't have no nature or scout or those, so are you just randomly bumbling about, or are you going to use your hunting instinct?
I'm going to use my... Yeah, sure, I'll use a point of hunting instinct. So I can track out, if I smell an animal that sounds tasty, I'm going to go after it.
Okay. You're using a animal power, that means I want you to roll a die for it. I'm guessing, yes, skill dice. Base dice. Because those.
I know. I'm all right.
Okay. So you spend one animal or feral point.
Yep.
And yeah, you track down this kind of like some sort of mid-sized rodent in like the size range of like a rabbit or like a rabbit nowadays. It's definitely a meal for you.
Can I gadget?
It takes you a little bit because it's pretty fast, but and you're not really a hunter. But yeah you get it.
Well, I'm not a hunter in the sense that I run. I'm gonna outlast my prey.
Yeah. You're just chasing it around for
until it's tired enough.
Yeah. Like a proper hunter would probably have gotten this thing a lot faster and with less effort, but you get it.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and cook it.
Okay. So you go back and start cooking it. Are you talking to Ringo any? Or are you sharing your meal with him? Or?
Nah. I don't think... unless he asks for it. But I'm not going to be considering him.
He kind of looks at it, like licking his lips and just... looking it with eager eyes at the...
Ah, yeah, this is going to be delicious.
Also standing nearby you guys is a one of Ringo's like things. He has an old beaten-up shopping cart full of random bits of junk.
So he's a scavenger.
Yes, he is. It doesn't look like there's much of value there. There's like pretty much everything is broken or pieces of it, or but it's full to the brim, and you know, a shopping cart, that's quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll pop over to Tolkien then. What are you doing?
I don't know. He's probably trying to find Faraday and see what's going on.
Okay, well, you know where he lives, so it's not that hard to find him, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Does your head fit through the door?
That is questionable. He might just bellow at him from down below. Faraday, are you there? Faraday! He goes and rings the bell.
I'm assuming this is already late enough that I'm already out, right? Doing my stuff. Or did you want me to still be up there setting my stuff up before I went out to go talk to the chief? I was unsure.
It's up to you, really. If you want to be there and be packing up your stuff and getting things ready, or are you out around?
I'll have him catch me before I had left to go talk to the chief. That's fine, yeah. So in hearing the bell and my friend bellowing for me, I will, you know, go out to meet him. Yes, my friend, how can I help you?
I'm thinking of leaving soon.
How interesting. I've been planning to go myself.
Oh?
Yes, it seems I might have found a new calling for a time.
Can I have a vision of his calling? I don't know how that power works.
Let me quickly check it. You can perform a scrying ritual to discern what will happen during the gaming session.
Yeah, he's thinking about going to go have a ritual to see what's going to happen to his friend.
The ritual requires a few hours and can be completed with the help of a hallucinogenic plant, a sweat lodge, or some other method of your choosing.
Pretty much hallucinogenic plants.
You're going to get high.
I think the issue might be, though, like the amount of time that it requires for you to do all that.
Yeah, no, he has no idea when you're leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
or did you do this during, like, the very early morning because you were worried about your friend or something?
We can do it that way if you want to. Yeah. Like, retroactively, he was seeing about his friend.
Yeah, I mean, you were checking up on him because you were slightly worried. It kind of makes sense that you would try to check up on him the way you know best at first.
And not have a death vision.
Okay, so...
Oops.
Roll for scry.
Let's see, that's instinct, and let's see, skill rank of 3.
Ooh.
Yes, what terrible visions do I have?
Well, the visions are very cloudy, and after a while, unless you want to push it, of course, you can push.
I mean, should I?
It's up to you.
No, I don't want to take that damage.
Okay, so the visions start with it's an ape. It doesn't quite look like your friend, but maybe. Visions aren't always like crystal clear. There is like a man made of metal, and he walks up to this ape, takes its hand in it. And they start dancing in a circle, the two of them, round and round and quicker, until suddenly they start getting blurry, and then there's more colors into them, and then for suddenly some reason they start slowing down, but now it's not an ape and a man of metal anymore. Now it's a flower dancing with a bird, and then the flower eats the bird. And then it falls over dead.
The flower?
Yeah. And you have no idea what that meant. It was just mostly really, really confusing.
Yup. Double reason to go check up on him then.
Okay, so back to present time.
Yes, I'm going to be traveling. You're traveling as well?
Yes. I've met with some interesting people who plan to introduce me to some other interesting people.
Right. Now, Tolkien's just gonna be quiet at that point, and you know what? He'll openly follow Faraday as he leaves the island. Like, get on the same boat with his cart, and just follow.
Alright, so first thing, though, is I go to the chief, and I, you know, tell him that I will be gone for some time. That I'm unsure when I will be back.
Mm-hmm.
And I let him know that I've trained my daughter well enough and left her a bunch of my notes, so she should be fine to help, you know, in the in our society, in our little town or whatever. And that if he could help look after her while I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. I'm just checking up on the name of because he's actually named. The alpha for the apes is called Boar. And generally, he's also an older orangutan. He tends to be a little bit grumpy and not like mostly wants things to keep going the way they have been. Like,
okay.
He's pretty conservative, like not really that open to new ideas or things like that. But like he knows what happened last night, so he's not really like. Are you saying you will be gone for very long, or are giving anything like that?
I told him that I was unsure when I'd return was the issue, so I couldn't give him any specifics on when I'd be back.
Okay. Well, he kind of vaguely hints that he would prefer it if you didn't leave, but he understands. And he hopes that you will be back soon.
Mm-hmm. And so with that business concluded, and I guess all his stuff packed, he's going to go to the coast, you know, the edge of their island, and, you know, go to meet with Ringo like he's supposed to.
You know that Tolkien is there.
Blind, so I don't really worry about him being an issue.
But he's on the same boat, this kind of raft,
mm-hmm.
That's crewed by this... There's a gorilla, an orangutan, and a chimpanzee. They're kind of like a staple feature of this town. They're pretty much always together and quite often of the time making fun of each other. They spend a lot of time like fishing and rafting people across.
One of them is deaf, the other one is mute. The last one is blind.
No, not really, but they take you across, and you see Ringo, and he's with this badger that you've seen before, or this wolverine, I'm sorry, not a badger, and Tolkien is still with you, so now all of you are in the same location.
Did they just arrive to the...
Yep.
Well, to the shore?
Mm-hmm, that they did.
Well, if it ain't my favorite flea picker...
Why, hello. It's good to see you again. You're looking much better.
Good to see you, Faraday. How's the wife and kid?
It's a little sad. I'm sure you haven't heard, but the Watchers came in last night and took my wife.
Well, that's an unfortunate turn of event. I don't know what to say to that. We'll get them. We'll get them for what they did, I guess.
Yes, quite. So we're not going to question Tolkien, right, at all? Like, he's just there. We're not going to question him at all. I like it. I like it.
I don't like him.
Yeah, he's just with you guys there. Doesn't appear like he's saying much.
Hopefully he's going to go away if we ignore him long enough.
It's unfortunate to see my predictions are still wrong with you.
One of these days I'm going to poke you. And you're not going to like it. So back off.
Now calm down, gentlemen. There's no need for such hostility. So, Ringo, where is it that we're heading?
Oh, good. Are you ready to go right now?
Let's go already.
Yes.
Go.
Ah, good, good.
I slap him.
You slap him and he...
Not super hard, but pretty much...
He wasn't ready for it. He takes like a stumbling step forward.
Oh, boy.
He's a little bit flustered. Then he moves up to his shopping cart and starts pushing it. I mean, you see, this is not going to be a very quick trip because you have a small iguana pushing a full shopping cart through a forest.
You know what? I'm going to push his shopping cart. Or I'm going to push on him pushing his shopping cart. I'm going to put him on his shopping cart and push it.
Okay. Oh. He gets kind of flustered when you lift him up and put him on the shopping cart, and then Very nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. And he starts leading you through the forest. Since at least, pretty much, at least two of you are kind of, you know the area pretty well. I'm talking about Tolkien and Faraday, seeing one is traveling around and one is in its home turf. You know, you could be walking to a road, but he's not taking, he's not going towards the road. Not right straight to the road, which would probably be the fastest way to go.
Okay.
You both think that's okay, or no one?
My good man, wouldn't it be faster to take the roads?
Oh, there's too many checkpoints.
Yes, exactly.
That's how you lose a wife.
Ow!
Oh, sorry, too soon.
Well, this Wolverine is an asshole.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so he sits there and kind of like points, and he's trying to strike up this conversation with you, Crosby.
Oh God!
Are you in any way responsive to his conversational skills?
Probably quick, uncouth answers or whatever.
Well,
just have very simplistic view of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. That doesn't seem to deter him at all. He just keeps talking and pointing to random shit and like talks about how that's one of his favorite trees in the area, and like, oh, how he used to collect pine cones as a child, and just, it feels like it's a very random conversation about just what he happens to see at the moment.
Oh God.
And he's really enthusiastic, but he's sitting there, like, completely wrapped up. He puts his legs in his winter coat, so it's pretty much only the tip of the tail sticking out, and the head.
Right, I'm going to start blocking him out, not listening to him anymore. But I'm going to be imagining me burning the forest, and then Ringo just looking and having nothing to say.
Okay. Is anyone else doing anything during this trip of walking?
Well, my friend hasn't confirmed that he's actually going wherever we're going, so I'm gonna question him where he's headed.
He's just not saying anything, he's just following you.
Yeah, so I will, you know, get to wherever his level is, so that, like, if he's, you know, following further behind or whatever, I'll slow
my
pace.
Probably since he has to pull his rickety cart along.
Yeah, so I'll fall back to wherever you are and, you know, question you on where you're headed. So, my friend, where are you headed?
Foreseeing a vision.
And where does this vision take you?
I'll know it when I reach it.
Very well.
Yeah, no, he's just gonna shut down every possible question with, like, BS answers.
I'm sure Faraday's fairly used to it. So he's not gonna push too hard for it.
Okay, so you're moving on, and it comes up to, like, you left roughly at noon, it's coming up afternoon, and you all know that you're heading west, you're heading kind of like southwest-ish, southwest-ish, slightly towards the road, but not quite. At one point, there's a trail, and you kind of stop, and you wait there for a while, watching it, and then crossing it after a few minutes of just watching it to make sure no one's on it, and you just keep going, and you are heading towards where southwest-west. At one point, you pass the broken parts in the inner fence there. And you all know that you've kind of passed south of the dog. You've been through their their area, but very much at the south edge of it. And you're coming into like the south southern parts of the badger habitat.
Yep.
And as you he carefully avoids any checkpoints and roads on the way, as much as possible. There's at one point there's something like suddenly starts happening. You're kind of getting into like a clearing, and there's the ground under your feet starts moving. And there's it rumbles slightly, and the ground under your feet moves.
I'm gonna be Do looking around.
Do we know what this
out.
Is?
I have my machete. I'm ready to jump on something.
Okay. No, you're. If you want to try, you can roll no nature.
Okay.
If you want to try and have an idea.
Okay, I'll roll that.
Yeah, I'm gonna push it.
I'll push too.
Wait, I shouldn't have any fucking gear dice on that.
Well, yeah, I was wondering that myself.
I put zero. Well, just
I put zero too.
Huh. I will have to check that out to see if I.
I knocked myself out.
God damn it.
Alex.
So confused.
So you did not succeed, and you took, what is it?
2 points of confusion.
Of confusion. Okay. Okay, so you are complete, like, your instincts are telling you that there's a fight, but you don't see anyone to fight. And,
yeah, I'm completely
very high frustration factor, and your kind of mind starts sending you all these like crossed and mixed messages and signals. Let's see, who else? So Faraday, what did you get? Oh, you got a success. You got two successes. And Tolkien got one.
But he also got one stress.
Okay.
So do I take the stress and still count the success?
Yes.
It would be really easy to kill me right now.
Yep, you can't defend yourself at all. You're just, your mind is kind of going haywire. You don't know what's what or anything anymore.
He's not a very smart Wolverine.
No, it's easily confused. The ground is rumbling. I don't know what's going on.
I'll fight the ground and start just stabbing it.
Yeah, and just drop my machete and start punching the ground.
Better yet, you start biting it.
I'm starting to burrow.
Try to bite the ground.
Let's find out what's causing the ground to rumble, burrow.
Okay, so first off, I'll tell you, Ed, Faraday, you're aware that there's quite a few things that could be doing this. So you're not 100% sure of exactly what this is, but judging from how much of the ground is moving, and that it's pretty much under you, it's not good. You know that you think that something will probably be attacking you very soon. And then we get to Faraday. You have a much clearer idea of what this could be. I'm not sure if it's not something you have encountered yourself, but you've treated something that was caused by this before. And you heard the stories of the one you treated. This is probably a land shark.
All right.
Oh, wow. Heal me.
So, in knowing that, I scrolled and now I'm out of the game. I'll be right back. Should probably change my push to talk key. All right. What was I saying? I was saying, all right. So, knowing this, then, that I should heal my friend who is clearly much confused and warn my allies of Land Shark.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just need to roll my heal, right?
You just need to do two success to bring me off full.
Okay.
It's that easy.
Yep. Oh, very nice.
You got it. You're pretty much like, hey, it's a thing in the ground. Just wait that it comes out and kill it. That makes more sense now.
I mean, it might even be a situation where a slap on the face to break you out of your like complete confusion and misfiring brain.
Yeah.
Slap him on the face and tell him that there's...
Just tell me there is an enemy.
Yeah, that it's in the ground. It's not just the earth itself that you have to murder.
I'm going to pick my machete back up.
Ed, I'm not going to confirm it, but yes. I did confirm it. as you slap him out of his confusion, treating with pain the best way. There's this rumbling sound that kicks up, and as in slow motion, Ringo's cart is pushed up into the air.
If Ringo dies, we have no idea where to go.
And since the cart, the contents, and Ringo flying, as pretty much what Ed picture, the picture Ed linked there, is happening. And I think with that, I think we'll end this first session.
All right.
Ready.
Well, we've been going for, well, considering we didn't start until almost an hour in, we're at 9 o'clock now. So it's 3 hours.
Has it really been 3 hours?
We need to not lose Ringo in this on the next game. If we fucking lose Ringo, we're fucked.
No, we started at 1.
Yeah, we had a late start, but this is roughly our ending time.
Yeah, okay, well, it's up to you guys. It's up to you.
Well,
if Clay says that he wants to end it here because this is a good spot for him to continue on, I'm fine with that. I don't mind.
The thing is, it's a suggested point where you can get in other players. There's,
I got you, man.
So if we have more people around next time, I can easily bring them in at this position.
Okay, getcha.
No problem. Good game, man. Good game.
We could find the land shark that was the thing that was going to terrify me the most right out the gate.
Okay, so yeah, the recording only ended up being like an hour and a half, but yeah, we had a late start getting some technical issues and stuff. So next game will probably be longer.
No problem. Cool. And hopefully we'll have the rest of our players.
Anyone else have anything for the recording?
No.
Okay.
If you're listening to this, fuck you.
Yeah, what he said.
Just antagonize no one.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.